evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Thursday night. It's 8/17/2023. And ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what, there is no hiding it any longer. The World Economic Forum, which is, I think, a front group for the dadgum Rothschilds, Rockefellers, and the queens and kings and all of the royal people, for everybody at the top of the banking world who are the Luciferian worshiping scumbags. Well, let me tell you, you Luciferian scum, you WEF scum who say, if you get in our way, we'll kill you, you know? Well, let me tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus, power in the blood of Jesus. Yes, there is. And let me tell you what, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man, the field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. And therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire. So shall it be at the end of the world, and the Son of Man shall stand forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity. Do you hear that, WEF? Do you hear it? Klaus Schwab and Harari and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and all of the king and queens of England and this one and that one, the other one, turning taxes out of Regensburg, Germany. Do you all hear it? And shall cast them into a furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. You tares are going to burn in the fire forever. And then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear? Let him hear. We're on Matthew 13 right now. Started at verse 37. And again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in the field, which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. And again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he hath and bought it. And again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that was cast into the sea and gathered out of every kind, which when it was full, they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels and cast the bad away. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. And then Jesus saith unto them, have ye understood all these things? Well, I'm going to tell you what. This is no longer about liberals or leftists or this. This is about Luciferian scumbag communists, Luciferian scumbag tyrants. And I'm going to tell you what, this is the time to talk to them like that's what they are, because that is what they are. This Hawaiian thing. Oh, I'll tell you, we keep getting different layers of the onion, you see. There's different levels. There's five different levels on the Luciferian chessboard, okay? And the lie is different at every level of the game, you see. So at first, it's the Dew weapons. There was a Dew facility, directed energy weapon facility, allegedly the United States government up on the mountain up there. We also, there's been weather warfare been going on against China to create the floods, okay? But it's not only China, it's all over the world. This is coming, and these plans and these things are coming from Lucifer to his fallen angels, who then are controlling the large banks, the large corporations, and then the governments, and then their intelligence agencies, the militaries, and down to the police in your street or to the dadgum water commissioner there in Maui who would not release water to the firemen. The flames, the major fire was put out by about 9 a.m. that morning. And then they wanted to get into their streams and into the reservoirs to take more water out to fight the fires. And the water commissioner guy, the water commissioner guy would not allow them to do it unless they'd ask everybody downstream. Ladies and gentlemen, Maui, and you've got to get off of Maui, and I'm going to tell you why. You can't help but stay on it, but at the same time, guess what? Guess what? We got it. We got a storm coming up, and I've been watching them for a week. Send these storms to China. Send all the ones that were there and keep the drought still on the west coast of the United States. And then send the fake jet stream, which, you know, has now replaced what used to be the jet that used to come down from, say, like Washington State, Oregon, that kind of thing, and dip down and then come back up and then go into the Midwest and then on to the East Coast. Now this comes off the Baja Coast, and they control that all the time. So at the same time, they're using all high technology, high technology, and some of it comes from Antarctica. Some of it comes from the Arctic, from the Russian base, and maybe other sources up there that are ancient sources. We got HAARP still involved. All of these different scalar interferometers, Tesla howitzers, whatever you want to call them, okay? The scalar interferometer uses a frequency. It could be a wide beam or a narrow beam and different freaks, and it could be pulsed at different rates and that kind of stuff. If you don't understand it, and if you do not look at University of Wisconsin's mimic on a daily basis across the domains, and if you do that, watch them create the storms, watch them create the weather, watch them do all of it, watch them strike with the tectonic weapons. So what do we got? We've got Maui, right? Well, yeah, but here's the deal. We got the storm coming into Southern California. A new typhoon or tsunami or whatever coming in. A typhoon of whatever you want to call it. Hurricane, okay? And at the same time, if you look at the fire watch map for California, you got all kind of fire going on right now in California and other states too. And hats off to all of those who've taken it in their own hands to form their own bucket brigades and their own firefighting apparatus in the counties and stuff, particularly up around the old Cohasset Hill up there, you know, the old Cohasset Road. And to the Cubs, I'm going to tell you what, you better keep firearms with you at all times too. A pistol on a drop harness, and some kind of a rifle or a shotgun at the ready. For when you're out there doing all that stuff, they're going to send people in there to try to take you out from, prevent you from putting out your own dadgum fires. And you're not going to be able to trust the fire departments and the hot shots. You're not going to be able to trust your government anymore, because your government is involved from a top-down orders, from Lucifer on down into their layers, to try to remove the population, at least 80 to 90% off the face of the earth in blood sacrifice. Look at all the children that have died in Maui. They can't even find their bodies. Do you not think that's not blood sacrifice to Lucifer so he can get his devil power up to come in and to do a falsification or a counterfeit of the Messiah to come back where he is the one that is possessing the Antichrist? You don't think that this is happening? It's happening. Get your mind up of Trump and all of that, but in the sense of that too, you've got still the Luciferian scumbags in the CIA, like William P. Barr and then Cavuto. Kabuto, who is a Panook Mamaluke. For those out there who know what that is. A Panook Mamaluke idiot. And oh, how I tell you what. Oh, how I tell you, I've read you so many times. Chapter 17, part of the New Covenant. And the book is Compromised. Clinton, Bush, and the CIA by Terry Reid and John Cummings. Terry Reid and John Cummings. And in there, you have a meeting. There was a meeting that took place, all right, in Arkansas, all right? And that meeting took place, and it was at the base at Camp Robinson. There, which had the machine, the old World War II ammo bunkers and stuff in them. It was called Camp Robinson as an Army facility outside of Little Rock, and they called them all in. Who were they? A certain guy calling himself Robert Johnson. Robert Johnson. And that Robert Johnson was the assistant, or the deputy attorney general of the United States, but he was working for Casey of the CIA, working for Director Casey of the CIA, and he was called in to give the meeting at Camp Robinson. And also there, Max Gomez, or who was really named Felix Rodriguez, CIA, that's the guy that had the hands of Che Guevara in his shoebox, because he cut him off. John Cathay, or Oliver North, who was deeply involved in the CIA drug trade in Honduras and in all over, you know, in Panama and all over the place, along with the Clintons and stuff in Arkansas. And then who else was there? Oliver North, resident CIA agent, Akahide Sawahata. He was the CIA agent in Little Rock. And then agency subcontractor was Terry Reid. And the guy who was in charge called himself Robert Johnson. Well, that was William P. Barr, allegedly. And Kabuto's sitting there, and then Barr is then once again called in to try to put nails in Trump's coffin and to try to sell you on the CIA bullshit plan. Oh, we'll put Pence in there or Christie, and they'll be just good conservative Republicans. They'll win. Oh, yeah, like Mitt Romney win, like Bob Dole won, right? Oh, yeah, that was just great. These are the same people when they were at Camp Robinson. And he told Clinton and Bob Nash, who was Clinton's guy there. And this was after Barry Seal had gotten Clinton's brother involved in kind of the shipments and stuff out of Arkansas. And then you got to remember that Dan Lassiter, who was laundering money allegedly through his law firm and all of that. And that was being put into the Arkansas government. You remember all that? The Arkansas, where Clinton was putting money out to all the big corporations. So Johnson says, Johnson looked like he was getting irritated. I'm reading out of the book, page 230. Clinton had not been scheduled to be there, and his original agenda now was being discarded. Hold on, Johnson shot back. Calm down. Mr. Casey is fully in charge here. Don't you old boys get it? Just tell me what has to be taken care of. This is Robert Johnson, or allegedly William P. Barr, saying this. Just tell me what has to be taken care of, or who needs to be taken care of. Did you hear that? Or who needs to be taken care of, and I will fix it for you. All right? Well, there seemed to be a whole lot of deaths and killings in Arkansas revolving around that. Was that Robert Johnson, William P. Barr, allegedly? Was that him fixing things, or who it had to be fixed? Johnson boasted to the group that Attorney General Edmund Meese, by arranging the appointment of J. Michael Fitzhugh as U.S. attorney to Western Arkansas had effectively stonewalled the ongoing money laundering investigations in MENA, Arkansas, where the Contra training operations had been centered. And it was his impression, Johnson said, that everything was now kosher and the containment was still in place. Operation Rose and Operation Bridge had not been exposed because federal law enforcement agencies had been effectively neutralized. But Johnson said he was now concerned that the drug investigation there might expand beyond his control and unmask the residue of black operations. The CIA was running drugs and guns in Arkansas under a banana republic Governor Clinton. Robert Johnson covered up for all this murders. And I don't know, but the CIA was surely involved in a whole lot of the Clinton hits. And there's over 40, almost 50 different people have been croaked in that whole deal. So when he's on TV telling you that, oh, Trump has got to go and all that kind of stuff, and oh, he's going to get convicted, and Neil Cavuto, the Fanuke Mameluke, who doesn't have any brains between his ears, is letting him do that. Oh, Fanuke Mameluke, you loved Romney. Why don't you get Romney back in as a candidate? Oh, he'll really win. Or Bob Dole will win. Right. Jeb Bush, oh, he'll be real good. That is the problem, in my opinion, with DeSantis. Some of his backers are Jeb Bush and those people. So then he's got to quit whining, but now he's whined too much. And he's been a good governor, but I think he's lost a chance. Then Vivek Ramaswamy, well, they would rather have Pence or Christie or anybody else, you see. And what DeBar said today, good conservative Republicans who over the years have shown, blah, blah. Yeah, you never won the presidency except during Bush. And that's when Poppy Bush and the CIA called in all the chops. And, oh, wasn't there a little problem? Some hanging Chad and different things like that? Ladies and gentlemen, this has gone beyond the pale now. We're getting beyond the thing where I don't think it can come back necessarily. The best thing I can tell you to do is to pray to the Lord Jesus to protect your family against all evil, to pray to him to provide you medical miracles or superabundance of all things needed and wanted in order to survive, to pray. You can pray other things. You can say, Lord Jesus, will you send your angels? Will you send them right now to the W.F. Klaus Schwab and this Harari guy who's either father or grandfather or uncle or whoever it was also involved in the drug trade, allegedly with Noriega. And when the Bush crowd then brought the heat and Santa Claus came down the chimney in Noriega, Harari, that was in league with Noriega on behalf of the Israelis, on behalf of the Mossad, on behalf of the others involved at the top slots in the big banks of the drug trade with the CIA, with Noriega. I talked to Bo Greitz. Bo Greitz wanted to get rid of Noriega. He sent up the idea up the channels. Bo Greitz was ISA, you know. ISA was supply. It was a supply, internal supply assistance or whatever. That means they were just the knocks. They were the knock hitters. And immediately after he sent that up, he said, you're not to touch one hair on Noriega's head. He's our guy and Bush's guy, and we've got to let him do his thing. And when the time comes, he will be then taken down and all of that. This is not normal times. If you don't go out tonight and buy at least another, 20 cans of whatever, chunky soup, progresso soup. And, oh, yes, I'm aware that there are apparently some genetically modified corn pieces in some of that. I'm not saying it's health food. I'm saying when the time comes and the grocery stores are closed and they're going to have you eating mealy worms and bugs, that you better have sufficient amount of protein and vegetables that are already constituted so where you can live another day and fight these bastards as they come down this road, come down the street with their troops, with their hit teams, with their chaos, and to try to take you and your family away to concentration camps, to chop your head off with guillotines, and to steal everything you have. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Oh, I read it to you the other night again, but let me read it again here. Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn. Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn, who was in the Soviet Union. He was an author and an intellectual and an academic, and he got arrested. And this is what he wrote after he came back out, and he came out of the gulags after 20 years or whatever it was, where he was in ice-bound Siberia making gloves for the Russian army, the Soviet troops, and how he burned in the camps later thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrests, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city. That's about probably 200,000 to 250,000 people were arrested in Leningrad, which is now St. Petersburg, you see, and was back then. When they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang on the downstairs door and every step on the staircase. But it understood, listen to this, but it understood they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough. And even more, we had no awareness of the real situation. There's a lot of head in the sands being done, people. Then we surely and simply deserved everything that happened afterwards. You could also read the Third World War by Albert Pike, the three letters. The First, Second, Third World War must be fomented. The Third World War must be fomented. This is a letter to Giuseppe Mazzini, the head of European Freemasonry, from Albert Pike, a Luciferian who was head of all the Masonic groups in the world. The Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agentur of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and the political Zionism, the State of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. Are you ready for that fight? We shall then unleash the nihilists. That nihilist people are people that want to tear everything down, make it nil. They don't have any plan, any kind of thing. They just want to tear down all of the structures of government and society and of economics. They want to tear it all down. Pike says we shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, the origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil that is now starting to go on. Then everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate these destroyers of civilization. And the multitude, Pike says, disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits, Pike says, will from that moment be without compass or direction. Did you see the stupid article saying that in the on Bing and different places, the Microsoft network and all over the internet saying that now there's scientific proof that Jesus never existed? Did you see that crap? That's what they're doing right here. That the multitude disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits and from that moment on will be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, they will receive the true light. You hear this, Masonic people? The true light, the true light, the true light. They will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out in the public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement, which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. This is what's going on. So Maui, yes, the fires and all the stuff and all of the deaths and all of the things, there's a lot more than 100 have died there, let me tell you that. But at the same time, we had the two Greek islands caught on fire. They were probably popped from new weapons, from directed energy weapons. Ladies and gentlemen, they just pop a frequency down there and agitate it, pop, 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 and there goes the fire. Takes maybe 30 seconds. It's not an hour, 2 hours of bullcrap. It's like boop, 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 and there's a fire. Boop, 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 boop. There's one over there. Oh, the wind. It's the wind. The wind is doing it. On the Ventuski, Ventuski, the Ventuski wind and rain website, you could go back. I don't know if they probably have erased it from the way back now. You could go back to the early morning times of the fire when they said there was 80-mile-an-hour winds. The winds were not coming from the south. The winds were coming from the east by northeast, and they were somewhere between 20 and 40 miles per hour, not 80. That's the wind deal and the rain deal that goes on for all over the United States and different places. You can go look at it if it's still up. Probably isn't. So now we got fires. We had them in Greece, two islands of Greece. We've had them now in Maui. We've got them going on in California, all over in California. Now we got fires, all right? They're going to spread and go different places. We got a storm coming in, right? Got a hurricane coming in. I watched them create that crap on Mimic, M-I-M-I-C. University of Wisconsin, M-I-M-I-C. You type that in, go to version, ver.2, version 2, and you will go there, and it will have you display a thing up. You can then put in your different items on the, go across the top of the buttons on top, and you go to the first one, and you put in, colors and stuff. You put in, then you go to the next one, you put in like domain, and you put in then the time, the last 24 hours, 48 hours, 72, 120 hours. You then put in the HTML as the code at the back. And then you can go back and forth from the different domains like North America, North Atlantic, continental United States, South America, the tropical region, South America, the midlats, Europe, Asia. You see all the different places, Indian Ocean, Australia. You can look at the various domains and watch what they're doing, or you can see it on a global or a global 180-degree domain as well and watch the different things. We were watching this morning, one of the old Allegheny crew up there was watching with me this morning early on, way early, you know, like at the ODARK 30s kind of stuff. And we were watching these giant shark tooth-like gray energy come up, probably up from Antarctica up in there to create and to put in a boundary so that the storms as being created would go up on into Southern California. And then various other ones that were there and then coming down also from the Arctic in the last week or so, there's been a rain shower-like effect, like a spotlight that has colored raindrops sort of in it coming down from up there. And then that was going all the way down the west coast and all the way down off the west coast of South America. That was coming probably from either the Russians or whoever. So now we got fires in America. Now we got fires also where? We've got fires on the coast of England across from France, across the channel. That's all on fire, okay? You're telling me that they can't take a pump and pump damn seawater through a pipe and try to put the fires out? You can't tell me that? It's all the coastal stuff. Of course, in Maui, it can save a church and a banyan tree, all right? And also one giant, nice, real nice residence right on the coastline, right on the beach, miraculously was saved. I wonder who owns that son of a buck. So then we got that. Now, where else are they at? Just all of a sudden, we got them again in the Canary Islands on the island of Tenerife. Okay. Remember when we were talking about Cumbre Vieja a year or two ago and all the fires, the volcanic activity and all of that? And the earthquakes and all of that. And we're telling you they were trying to split the Cumbre Vieja, the volcanic shelf off that island, and cause a tsunami wave that would be 1,000 feet high, approximately going 500 miles per hour, that would hit the entire east coast of the United States and go inland somewhere between 20 and 50 miles. This is what it's about. It's about destroying population on planet Earth, reducing it by 80 to 90% as blood sacrificed to Lucifer so he can get the devil power up to try to come on and then to then possess the Antichrist's body, you see, and then to be then the false, the counterfeit Messiah. Well, let me tell you what, when Lord Jesus and his archangels come, there's going to be a cleaning of the house. I'm going to stand in the gap as long as I can against the evil that is going on in this world. As far as I can tell, I'm going to stand against it as long as I can and to try to hold the ground till Lord Jesus comes. To hold the ground until Lord Jesus comes. Let me tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. Now, you got 107 degrees in Roseburg, Oregon. These are all weather manipulations. You can watch them. I watched them regularly and have for years on the Mimic. Because they keep the Mimic there, and if you read the fine print about Mimic, it says, oh, this will show different electromagnetic structures and frequencies and stuff will be shown on this. It's how the Illuminati, the Alumbrado, the cognoscente, okay, the people who know, they can take a sneak peek to see what's going on. That's not the official use of the site, but it is a secondary use. And when we talked about it too much in the past, they even went and then put about three more layers of colored paint or colored ink on top of the whole map. But then they had to back that off because people could not, they wanted to see, could not see it. So they're trying to kill a lot of people. The tectonic weapons, there are tectonic weapons. If you do not believe that means earthquake weapons, okay? Not just HARP, but up to 72 other scalar interferometers or weather weapons that could be used for tectonic weapons. But if you recall, there was a treaty between the United States and Russia not to use the tectonic weapons and the space weapons back in the early 90s. Either late 80s, early 90s, there was a treaty. But it ain't happening. I told you during Obama administration, he opened it up. The use of the HARP and the targeting of the HARP, He brought in the French, the English scientists, as well as some of the Russians. Obama brought the Russians in, and he brought on, if you recall, Barack Hussein Obama, who might be still a possible high, strong candidate for the Antichrist. Barack Hussein Obama brought on the Russian Spetsnaz battalions. As far as we knew, Brother Quayle got information from directly from people that knew that it probably was two battalions of Russian Spetsnaz were brought over. They went to camp the Fort Carson in Colorado. They trained with the Rangers, Green Berets, and different people. Trained as snipers. They were involved and utilized as the saving grace. They called them out in a drill. When in the drill, it was the, quote-unquote, those terrible U.S. veterans, many of them disabled, who were also strong Christians and Bill of Rights and Second Amendment people, had in the drill. They were the ones that took over, were taking over the Denver International Airport and then coming on the shuttle tunnels to go down to Cheyenne Mountain. And in the drill, the Obama administration and the Army had, the Pentagon, had the Russian Spetsnaz to come in to Cheyenne Mountain to fight off the American Patriots, so-called American, disabled American veterans who were Christians and Second Amendment and Bill of Rights people. Well, let me tell you what. Maybe you should be just a good old rebel. But now the rebels and the Yankees have been brought together, you see. Rebels and the Yankees have been brought together because of what's going on with Trump. And I tell you what, this William P. Barr, this Robert Johnson, who covered up all of the drug trafficking of the CIA in Arkansas, who covered up or may have, according to what he said, just tell me who needs to be fixed and I'll fix them, okay? Just tell me what needs to be fixed and I'll fix it, because I'm working for Director Casey. And he was the Assistant Attorney General of the United States, allegedly William P. Barr, who then called himself Robert Johnson at the Camp Robinson meeting. If you don't believe it, read the book, Compromised, Clinton, Bush, the CIA, Terry Reid, and John Cummings. You get that book, and you better read it, and you better understand what's really going on in this world, so that you can know, and you can know when to set up the ambush on the front porch. So when they come to arrest you, that by golly, with pokers or axes or sticks or 22s or whatever it is you got something better, get it out. But if they're coming to arrest you, then just like Solzhenitsyn said, Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn is what I read to you, all right? I read to you Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn. Or periods during mass arrests, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and every step on the staircase, but understood they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The organs would have very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's search, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, when they come to do their cordon and search, as I've read to you many times, which was put out by W. Bush, Rex Arbusto, and the Army, and they put it all out there. You remember when Greg Evens and I read it to you a lot of times, or we talked about it, and that was called what? domestic insurgency and the declaration of martial law. Do you think that if the dollar is getting ready to drop maybe 30, 40, 50, 60%, and the stock market's already starting to sell off today, and all of this kind of stuff is going on, and then you got the Chinese Evergrande Bank, which is going bankrupt, and that half the loans and stuff that they did were from the big banks in New York loaning them the money so they could build those cities with nobody in them, with high-rises for a million people, so they could build that for them and all those different things in China? Or that the even the bigger one, the Garden, whatever it's called, Garden something, it's even bigger. It's ready to go bankrupt, and they're filled up with loans by New York and London and all the people. But back in 2008, November, shortly before the November 2008 election, George W. Bush signed directives which were embodied in the following U.S. Army document, Domestic Insurgency and the Declaration of Martial Law, 12 October 2008. And he talks all about it. It's 20, 30 pages or somewhere in that range of different things, all right? Just incredible. Well, it's not, that's not 20 pages, but there's other stuff that's involved with it. Cordon and search operations may be conducted as follows. Facilitate visual contact between posts within the cordon. Provide for adequate patrolling and immediate deployment of effective reserve force. Priority should be given to sealing the administrative center of the community, occupying all critical facilities, detaining personnel in place, preserving and securing all reports, files, and other archives. Key facilities should include administration buildings, police stations, news media facilities, post offices, communication centers, transportation office and motor pools, prisons and other places of detention, schools, medical facilities, etc., etc., etc. And believe you me, they're going to use the football stadium and all the stuff to detain people in before they kill them. Search team of squad size are organized in assault, support, and security elements. One target is assigned per team. Room searches are conducted by two-person teams. Room search teams are armed with pistols, assault weapons, and automatic weapons, providing security for search teams and screening operations of facilities between control personnel and screening team leaders. I'm reading right out of the report. This is what they're going to do to you. This is what they're going to go to. All right? And then you remember, banking holidays, you know, and all of that kind of stuff is getting ready to go down. August 18th, 2009, old Hawk wrote something, and Brother Quail posted, and it was called Bank Holiday Possible. From August 26th through October 20, 2009, will be no picnic, but an Illuminati feast of flesh and marrow, okay? All of this is getting ready to go down, and we have the BRICS meetings. We have the Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa meeting in South Africa, 8/22 through the 24th. They're supposedly going to announce the rollout of the newly backed by, partially backed by gold, Chinese yuan as the reserve currency, and all these countries are going to follow it, plus 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 100 others, including Mexico, Greece, other different people, you see. That's what they're talking about, and this will then replace the dollar, and then Saudi Arabia and the Emirates and all the people will no longer use the dollar to trade oil. You see, then they don't have to buy dollars in the money markets. They don't have to buy dollars to then use them to buy oil or to trade with the U.S. So when this starts to go on, can you not see a collapse of markets in the United States and the cascading bank failures and different things? And then they go to martial law, and then you can't get your money out. And then what are they going to say? Oh, yeah. We talked about that in that thing I just talked about, because Brother Quail, he had from high-level bankers, they had the letter they had to write and get it approved by the Federal Reserve and the Comptroller of the Currency and all that bit, Treasury Department. Basically, here's what it said. Here's what it said. Drafts of letters were leaked. Last week, two letters in draft format, allegedly from a large Midwestern bank with branches in several states, were made available to the QPOWs by an alleged executive-level employee of that bank. Their contents, which would be offered for correction and suggestions to be returned no later than 8/21/09, contained the statement that they had been, see, they wanted to do it back then, that they had been prepared at the behest of the Federal Reserve and that an executive order, though a number was not stated, was specifically going to be cited in the finished product that would go to all bank account holders and all employees, and sometime after that, 8/21/09, though no exact dates were listed, the contents of these two letters was, number one, all account access was to be limited by the bank, and that any withdrawals, checks, debit cards, or access of credit lines and IRAs would total no more than $500 per one or a combination of all the accounts. You can only get out $500 every 7 days until these limitations were lifted by federal authorities. So if you got a $5,000 mortgage, you can't pay it. Well, then doesn't that activate the clause that says it goes back, the emergency clause that says it goes back and they confiscate it from you? Then you can start to see what the WF says. You will owe nothing, and we will, but you will be happy because we'll give you $1,000 a month or $2,000 a month, right? Number two in these letters, going back to the letters in 2009, all lockboxes, listen, all lockboxes were to be sealed and access to contents disallowed by regulations imposed by executive order, the IRS, the FDIC, and the Federal Reserve Bank until further notice. They did these type restrictions before during bank holidays of the 1930s, where contents of lockboxes, particularly gold and cash, were in fact confiscated. And also more recent IMF World Bank imposed scenarios in South American countries, such as Argentina and Brazil, in the early 2000s, the 90s, and back in the 80s. So I'm going to tell you what, that's what they're going to do. Could you see this happening real quick? And what is it that you need? You need water purification. You need food, lots of it. Do you want to be somebody who has to take the mark of the beast to try to feed your family or yourself or your grandkids? Or do you want to have food stored up? Okay. Now, back to these soup things. I understand that in one that I have, one of the Progressos or one of the Chunkies, it's got some genetically modified corn in there. But everything else is not weird meat or anything like that. Now, if you want to look, you can type in a search engine, you can type in organic soups with no genetically modified ingredients or no artificial ingredients. You can do all of that. There's different types of soups. And I can't give you all the names of them right now, but just type it in a search engine. Because you're not going to have, unless you got solar power and generator power and all kind of stuff, you ain't even going to be able to keep a freezer or refrigerator freezer. But you better try to get all this stuff while you can. Ladies and gentlemen, this thing is getting ready to go really wild weasel. It's already been wild weasel. But it's going to get worse. Who told us that? Lord Jesus told us that, didn't he? Matthew 24. Oh, have I ever read that to you? Or did you ever read that? Matthew 24, King James. Well, I don't know. Did you read it, or did somebody else not read it, or what's the story, huh? Or you could go and say, do you want Lord Jesus to manifest himself to you? Well, then read chapter 14, John 14. Read the red letters. Get the red letter editions. Matthew 24, Luke 21. Yes, sir. Lord Jesus told us, didn't he? Yes, he did. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. The beginning of sorrows. I hope I'm being heard. That's the only thing I can say. I can tell you this. I can't tell you any slick other stuff. Can't tell you all the slick other stuff, but do not depend upon Trump to solve it or anybody else to solve it, except our Father in heaven and his only begotten Son, Lord Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, all right? But you can stand. You can put on the full armor of God, and then you can put on your Mitch or your Pasgat helmet, your level 4 body armor. Let me tell it to you one more time. Go to sportsmansguide.com. Sportsmansguide.com. Put in the search engine up above. Body armor, okay? Body armor. Go to that and look. You're going to see vests and chest plates and back plates for body armor. You're going to see 3A. You're going to see 338 level 4. You're going to see level 4 body armor at good prices with the vest, and that will stop a 308 or a 30-06. 762 by 51, it will stop it. Don't you think you might want to get one for yourself, your wife, your larger children? And then you can go to tachelmets.com, tachelmets.com, and you can look up helmets. And they've got some on sale that will stop that are level 4 helmets. That will stop a 7.62 by 51. That will stop a 308 round. Or it'll bounce off you. It'll ding your head pretty good. It'll definitely knock you down, but it will not go through the helmet. You think you might need some of that? How much would that be worth to you if there's 50 motorcycle gang guys shooting at you? Or if you've got a whole unit, one of them squads coming to your house to take you and your family away on the trucks? Are you going to get on the trucks and get taken to a concentration camp to get your head cut off from a guillotine? Is that what you plan to do? Or do you want to go to Solzhenitsyn's porch idea? I think that's the better idea. Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn told you. If you got nothing left to lose, then set up an ambush on the downstairs hall or wherever. And don't get on some truck that takes you to your death or that puts you on a train to go to your death. You stop the cordon and search at the point of each house where they start to search. You put the fire bullshit on their ass with the Solzhenitsyn's porch. And by golly, it's going to slow down the cordon and search. And I don't care if it's the Red Chinese, the biker gangs, the street gangs, the EIEIO, the FEMA WEMA DEMAs, or whoever you got. If they're coming to take you away and to take your food, your water, your ammunition, your items, to take your family and to repopulate you, and of course the very nice sports stadium out here, or the enclosed area out behind the mega church. They're just the baseball diamonds and the soccer fields, right? Oh, but they have new fence up, don't they? Or wherever there's a prison, you know, you got the inner ring, then you got the yard, then you got a fence, and then you got a racetrack in between that and another outer fence. Well, they can put 5,000 people, 10,000 people, maybe around in the inner racetrack. This step will take place, and it will take place like a thief in the night. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep Old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed and wanted. Federal Reserve notes, silver, a little bit of gold, check. Send it to Hawk, HAWK, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356. Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356. Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And let me tell you something. Brother Steve Quayle's at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. Or go to stevequayle.com and click through to contact him. He can get you gold, silver, all kind of stuff. But get his books, get his private briefings, the Steve SQ 2.0. Don't go into there, Luciferian knife, got a fight, ladies and gentlemen. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights, for your house, for your business, your cars, your property. Do not take it. Give it all away to them. Bending arranges, I know you're ready. Go see Lieutenant Tanner. Mickey Lapua, Mickey, you're on the optics. Stay on there, baby, and squeeze it. And let me just say this. Old Mick is good hand-to-hand. One of the best. In a lineage from Bruce D. Down. Road and track and Little L. May Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. And may he now get you back into your schoolwork, and your reading, and your science, and your math, and all of the things. But you keep up your Muay Thai and your sharpshooting. Say hi to your mommy and daddy. Ladies and gentlemen, go out and prepare. Don't get caught watching the paint dry, because now we're going to have hurricanes and fires in California. Going to see him in other places, maybe in the Smokies. Good night.